Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jordan Elliott. Jordan is going into his redshirt junior season and is a starting defensive lineman for the Missouri Tigers. Jordan, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
To start, Jordan, going into the season, you just started camp and are getting into the swing of things. So to start, what are your team and individual goals for this upcoming season?
I mean, well, my biggest goal really just to help my team any way I can, you know, elevate it in my pass rush game. So that's something that I really locked in on. So really, my stats say the same.
Because this is your junior year, what does Missouri this year have to do to win the SEC East?
We don't have to do anything other than our jobs. You know, we have the talent in every position. You know, we're a loaded team, an experienced team. If you look at the roster, you know, it's full of juniors and seniors, so everyone's more experienced. You know, we don't see ourselves as young anymore, so, you know, the dynamic is different.
Jordan, going into the season, you've obviously have had some experience playing the college football game. Did you train any differently because of your experience, or was it mostly the same as what you've been doing in the past?
As you grow, you know, you find new methods and new things to work on. Just the biggest difference from this year, this time last year, compared to now, probably would just be my physical appearance. I've changed my diet. So things are a lot different. You know, I'm not as tired. I'm not really tired at all. I can go four downs. You know what I mean?
Do you see yourself playing a similar role that you did last year?
Oh, not at all. It's a lot different. I'm more of a leader now. You know, they're expecting me to play, you know, 80-90% of the time. So just going to do what they need me to do.
And we know that coming over from Texas, there was that transfer process. How tough was it having to sit out that season?
Oh man, it's one of the most mentally challenging things you'll ever go through. You know, just knowing that you didn't have to take this route, or you know, I could have been somewhere else. Just all type of things, the NCAA and the rules implemented. You know, it's kind of tough to be a part of a team and work out and do all these things, and then you have to sit on the sideline. You know what I mean? So it's challenging, but it was worth it. It was done for a reason. You know, I know that I wouldn't be where I am right now without those experiences. So I'm really thankful for them.
So you just said that you are going to take a leadership role on this year. How are you going to work with the underclassmen this year to fulfill that?
I mean, just working with them as far as plays and small minor technique details, that's the biggest thing. You know, when you're a young guy, the playbook can seem kind of challenging. It can seem really intimidating. So just making sure that they're comfortable in the playbook and comfortable with the technique that our coach is teaching us, you know, is very, very, very detailed. So, you know, there's always something you can work on, no matter how many plays you make, no matter how many sacks you have, there's always something that needs to be improved on.
And Jordan, what's it like playing under Coach Barry Odom? And can you describe your relationship with him?
Oh, yeah. Coach Odom is a great coach. You know, I love him to death. I came here and I wasn't really too sure. You know, I didn't know anything about him really. But just over these years, building a relationship with him and realizing just how genuine of a guy he is, you know, it's really eye-opening to know that there's really coaches that care about their players as much as he does.
When did you realize that you can really make an impact on the defense?
I mean, that's something that I struggle with within myself, you know, just self-doubt and a lack of self-confidence for a long time. You know, I really honestly felt like this the last season that I played, I had no confidence at all. You know, coming in to that season, you know, I came in kind of lackluster, and I know things are going to be way different this season. You know, I'm playing with a confidence and practice is consistent, which is one of the most important things that, you know, any position needs consistency. So just doing that and realizing that we can elevate to a level that we've never been to before.
And Jordan, over your career, how do you feel that your mentality has changed going into this season compared to others?
Just the focus. Focus is a very large part of this sport. You know, you can't play the sport without focus. So just finding the necessary, you know, things to work on and really focusing in and locking in on it, correcting those things and improving. So I think my focus is just a lot stronger.
Playing on the road can be really tedious and really annoying, especially dealing with the other team's fans. So how do you deal with the other team's fans?
I mean, you know, honestly, it's a different type of atmosphere, but it's one that I feel like everyone on the team can vouch for me when I say that it's something that you enjoy. You know, when you come in to an away game, you know, you almost like a villain, you know what I mean? So when you can disrupt and stop what they, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to do, which is score, you know, it kind of gives you this morale booster, you know what I mean? When the whole 100,000 people in the stands are dead silent, you know? So it's something that we don't even really pay attention to. Like, it's exciting to play in these different places and experience these new fans, new people everywhere. So it's really a blessing.
And Jordan, you just mentioned it a little bit. I mean, now you're playing in the SEC against some of the top opponents in the country, some of the best fan bases, stadiums. But do you have a favorite game or memory from your collegiate career so far?
I'd probably say Tennessee or Florida. You know, just the way that we went out and dominated those games as a collective unit. You know, it was something special. You know, getting to see those guys really like come in together and really just have fun on the field. You know, that's something that's rare. That was for us last year. You know what I mean? So just being able for all 11 guys to just have fun and fly around, you know, that was really a sight to see.
Being in the SEC, you play teams like Alabama, Georgia. What has been the toughest offense that you've gone up against?
I say that the toughest offense probably was Georgia. You know, they're a pretty good team. You know, I give respect to every team we play. You know, every team we play was a great team, you know, with great coaches. But Georgia, you know, they really executed well and they really held the point, you know, the point of contact. So, you know, I give my props to them.
And Jordan, I want to talk a little bit about high school and the recruiting process. What was that like for you out of high school, and what went into your decision to initially choose Texas?
Well, my high school recruiting career, you know, it was a wild one that I really don't even, you know, like to talk about because just how immature I was, you know, just choosing different schools and this and that, and, you know what I mean? But the reason I went to Texas, you know, it was kind of a last minute thing, and it was more so to make sure that, you know, my family could come see me and stuff like that, things like that. But, you know, that's in the past. I was meant to go there, and I was meant to come here, you know, so I feel like I learned a lesson at Texas, and I feel like they prepared me for where I'm at right now.
What was it like being named a All-American coming out of high school?
Oh, yeah, I was an Army All-American, but not, I mean, it was cool, you know, a good experience. They tried to kind of emulate a bowl game, a college bowl game, so being around some of the top athletes in the nation, you know what I mean? And just playing with them and seeing how, you know, we're all so similar, yet we're going to these different places, you know, it was a unique experience. And it's one I definitely would encourage all high school athletes that get that opportunity to go to.
Yeah, we know with the Army All-American game, one of the accolades every high school player dreams of. And now in your collegiate career, you're going to go into your redshirt junior season. We know there's that football aspect that's so important of it, but outside of football, do you have a favorite part of college?
I mean, my favorite part of college, honestly, is just the amount of people that you get to come in contact with, you know, on a daily basis. It's really something that's special when you think about it. Just the amount of, you know, people that are at this school that are trying to, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to do things as well. You know what I'm saying? I might be pursuing a career in sports, but there's you know, 30, 50,000 other people who have their own aspirations. And when you get to meet these people and learn from them, you know, you can kind of pick up some of their ideologies and, you know, pick their brains apart. And you really gain a lot of knowledge from people. You know what I mean? So just talking to people really is one of the biggest things that I love about college, the connection.
We haven't really asked that many questions about what you do outside of playing football, but in school, what is your favorite class and why?
I'd probably say this Black Studies class that I had. And it was just, you know, I'd say a good experience just for the simple fact of I got to learn, you know, the history of my people and the origins of Africa and how, you know, how things were back, you know, when I only got the perspective of America, you know what I'm saying, and the slave trade and things like that. I never really got to see the African perspective. So that was a cool class. I really enjoyed it.
And after your football career ends, whenever it may be, do you have any other career aspirations?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of them. One thing that I do want to do, though, is I am going to probably go vegan when I'm done with football. And I want to pursue, like, boxing and some other things as well that aren't sport-related. But that's something that, I've been thinking about for a long time, just taking on a career in boxing. Starting off as an amateur and building my way up from there.
And what is it exactly that makes you want to become vegan?
Well, I've been on a pretty strict diet for the past, you know, like a year and a half. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat chicken. All I really eat is turkey and fish. And just the change in how my body responds to things, how I feel in the morning. You know, I used to have high blood pressure. Eating red meat my whole life, you know, I cut it out and I lost that in, you know, 2 weeks. So just realizing just how much healthier you can be without, you know, meat. And it's a simple thing, but it's so hard for a lot of people to understand. But you can gain weight, you can get strong. You know, there's plenty of plant-based proteins out there, plant-based diets that are really more effective than some of these diets that, you know, include meats such as beef and even turkey and stuff like that. So
that's really interesting. We are seeing a lot of football players becoming vegan. And with this in mind, the NFL is always on the horizon. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
I mean, I just want them to know that I'm a relentless player with a high motor, and they'll see it on film. Just the amount of change that I've gone through this off season, I feel like it'll really show how serious I am about this, and how much I'm willing to work. You know, I'm an adaptable person, and I feel like that's something that any football player needs.
For the last question, if you could give one piece of advice to any high school athlete looking to pursue a career in college sports, what would that be and why?
Honestly, my advice would be to just worry about the things that you can control. And it's something that a lot of coaches say all the time. And, you know, people don't really, you know, they take it for what it is. They don't really, you know, listen and lock into what's being told to them. Because at the end of the day, the more you focus on results and your outcomes, you lose focus on the now and the things that you have to do in the now. You know what I mean? So just worry about the things you can control, which is like effort and how you treat people and you know, how you take care of your body, things like that. Those are the things that are really important, too. Things like offers and scholarships like that, those will come. You know, the more work you put in and the more consistent you are as a player, you know, those things will take care of themselves, regardless of if you have good coaches or not. You know, it's really a thing of how bad do you want it. So that'd be my only advice, just keep your head down and work.
That was Jordan Elliott from the Missouri Tigers. We really appreciate your time and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.